Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Rachel, exclusively on LA Talk Radio.
And good morning once again. Thank you for joining us today, September 15th. It is a Friday.
I love Fridays.
Hi, Rachel. Don't we all,
Hi,
right?
Rachel. I love it. I love Fridays.
We love Fridays.
And there's always, but even when I was a little kid, I just, like, Fridays always felt special.
Right?
You know?
Yeah,
do you
yeah.
feel it?
I do.
They call it the Shabbat feeling, but it's just Friday. It's just you don't have to get
it's
up
tomorrow.
It's
the transition from working to not working.
Yeah.
To playing around.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So, in a few minutes, we're going to be joined by a good friend of yours.
Yes.
And another comic.
I always feel blessed because I get to bring, you know, my funny friends.
Yeah,
you know,
there
my
you
funny
go.
Comedian
and
friends.
And you get to party with them on the radio.
It's not even, this isn't a job. This is fun.
Yeah, there you go. You know, I told you so, you know, so there you go.
Yeah. We had an awesome show yesterday.
Yes.
Both shows were really good.
Right.
Meet our show yesterday. And
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We had good guests, right? Mm-hmm. What did you guys talk about? Anything specific yesterday?
We had a girl on who's been in the industry for a while. She's a manager of a dispensary, and she is she's an influencer online in the community, the cannabis community. So it was good to hear her story. I always like meeting people who I'm like, what's your story? How did you get into it? You know? So.
Yeah, well, if you're into cannabis, that's a show for you, The Bud, on Thursdays at 11 with Rachel and Olivia. And
or our alter ego, Wolfie and Weed Bay.
Right, there you go. So just light up and listen.
There you go. I like that. Light up and listen.
Yeah, right.
I love that. I'm going to write that down. Light up and listen. I'm going to send that to Olivia right now.
Or blaze and listen, right?
No, I like the alliteration.
Yeah. At any rate, I just wanted to bring up one thing. You know, we've been talking about how Amazon is taking over everything in department stores. Well, now there's an article that Wall Street is actually betting on Amazon and really neglecting all the department stores. And so the end is near, I think, as far as retailing, because, you know, they just figured it out, you know. They figured out the good price, the quick shipping, the selection.
Yeah. Yeah. I went to a store the other day, a dress store. I was like super confused. The store on Melrose called Reformation. Uh-huh. But they have one on one side of the street, and then now they have one on the other side of the street. But this one, you walk in, and I've never shopped like this before. You go into the dressing room. Okay, first off, you don't even need to look at the clothes. I mean, they have like samples of dresses or whatever, but they have like a scroll menu, like a screen where you can just pick the dress off. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like choosing it on your phone and then whoop.
So you don't have to go looking for it and spend
right,
so much time.
Right. I don't even need to like, but I mean, like, I like seeing how a dress looks, but there is something about seeing it on someone as well, even if it's on the computer, because you can see how, you know, it lays or whatever. But, I go into the dressing room and it's all futurized now too, where you just select the dresses and you shut this closet when you're in the dressing room. They put it in there.
Oh,
they put the dresses in there. So you open up the closet.
Whoa.
It's in there, but you have to make sure you close it so they don't see you nude. Remember to close it, you know?
Well, but that's pretty cool. So maybe
they're changing the way that they shop, but I still, you know, there still wasn't that much foot traffic, you know? So I don't know. It'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, I know. But the world is changing before our eyes, you know, and not much we can do about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I'm an Amazon customer, and I understand why they're so popular, you know.
Yeah.
So, but at any rate, so you're going to be out on Monday, and
I am going to be out on Monday because I'm going home to Vegas to do a show with Sam Grody, who you have to meet. Ren knows, our guest knows her. We haven't introduced her yet. But my good friend Sam, who's also a super funny comic, who's basically the whole reason how I met Lisa and got into comedy, she's producing a show in Vegas. I'm helping her. It's called Laughter. And so we're going to be at this place called the Space LV on Saturday.
Okay, where's that? On the strip?
It's not on the strip, I believe. I can get the
doesn't
exact.
Doesn't need to be, yeah.
But yeah, so there's that. Tickets are $20 right now, and it's on the website. I don't know if anyone.
Yeah,
is going
it's so
to Vegas.
Funny that when you go to Vegas, it's like I'm going home. Everybody yeah. goes
I know,
to Vegas.
I know.
I know.
It's never like I'm going to Vegas. Yeah, yeah. It's more like I'm going home. But yeah, so that'll be cool.
That'll be cool. Nice. Awesome. So, but we'll be here. We'll find somebody to sit in for you. Although the seat is getting too big for people to fill in, you know, as far as you're concerned.
What do you mean?
What I mean is that you're big shoes to fill, you know.
I mean, don't get too used to me being gone, Sam.
Okay, I'm
not
saying.
You know, I'm not going
to
be.
Well, I'm not saying I'm getting used to it.
Don't get used to it. Just, you know.
I have to get over it.
Yeah.
You know?
you and my man both. He's like, I don't want you to go. I know. And then, the big leave is next week, so
yeah, right.
No.
You go on a vacation.
It's not a vacation. Yeah. Well, no? Truthfully, I'm going back to one of my colleges. I'm going back to a college I graduated from, a liberal arts school in Vermont. It's parents and alumni weekend, but there was one teacher that when I was there who taught a creative writing class that I always wanted to take. He was so bizarre.
Yeah.
Like his methods were just out of the fucking box, you know? And the thing was, I would get jealous, I would have serious FOMO, fear of missing out when other students would talk about his class. And I'm like, I need to take this class.
Really?
So I'm going back because I'm going to see if I can audit his class.
Wow.
So I can, you know, and I'm going to write, I'm going to go back.
I haven't forgot about it. Huh?
No, I haven't. And wow. I have a couple like scripts and treatments I want to write. Oh, I sound so film. Then I really want to get some stuff done, and I feel like I need to go to a place like that.
Good.
Well, it's my journey.
Gives you inspiration, yeah. And stuff, you know. That's for sure. So you're gonna be seeing friends and stuff. I mean, is anybody still there from school?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, there's people that I know who've worked there ever since I worked there, who are like mentors to me and just, you know, important people in my life.
Right.
And I'm going to stay with my good friend Kim and her husband, she's like a second mom to me. I still talk to her to this day. I've known her since I was 19 years old, and she's kind of like the hippie mom I never got, you know? Like, I have my parents, they're great, but these are like the complete opposite of the spectrum. Well, like
pseudo parents.
Like, yeah. So yeah, I'm going to stay with them and hopefully possibly go and talk to the students. I don't know how they feel about my cannabis.
Yeah.
You know, advocacy.
Is that what you want to talk about, though?
Well, no. But, well, it's more just like, you know, I'm out here. I'm on the radio. I'm doing my thing. Cannabis is part of my, you know, it is a huge part of my life. But I think they like seeing students who've gone to that school, who've gone off and, you know, pursued their careers and are right. successful, which, yeah.
Yeah, maybe don't bring up the cannabis, though.
Vermont is so liberal.
Yeah.
But that's the thing is, like, anyone who Googles me, I realize, like, anyone who Googles me now, there are just tons of pictures of me consuming cannabis, which means I'm basically unhirable in corporate America. So thanks, Sam. I'm going to be here for a while.
Well, you chose this path, not me.
I don't regret it. I think it'll lead me somewhere, I hope.
No,
hopefully not to the path of destruction. But,
yeah.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, there you go. You know, you still have time to do trial and error, you know? You still have
It's going to live on the internet forever. I'm not ashamed of anything. And then, like, if I don't get hired for something because of that's not a place I need to be anyways, you know?
Yeah,
it wasn't going to work. Like, here, you don't give a shit, you know? Like, but I'm still here doing my thing. Like,
yeah, there's a lot of people who don't give a shit. And
yeah,
that's why you got to stay in
entertainment industry. I got to just be myself, you know?
Exactly.
It worked for Tommy Chong.
Yeah, that's Hollywood for you, you know. Oh, well, we're going to bring it into our conversation, our guest now, who's sitting here patiently, and we appreciate that.
I love it.
And she was early here, which I always appreciate from our guests. So why don't you go ahead and introduce...
Okay, cool. I was waiting for you to give me the opportunity.
No, but yeah, you're the one who invited her.
Well, yes. So I'm super excited today because our guest is Miss Ren Woods. She's a super hilarious female comic. She's just a fucking comic. Why do we have a female comic?
Right, because
she's a super hilarious comic. She's from the South, That's terrible.
Thank you for clarifying. You'll hear it. Female.
Yeah. She's female, guys.
You know, it's funny that you say that, though, because when I send emails with my name, I get responses back. And they're like, hello, Mr. Wren.
Oh, my God. You get Mr. Wren.
Hi, sir. Thank you. And I actually sent an email back to someone this week. Said, hi, I'm not really sure who Mr. Wren is, but I'm a female. My name is Wren. And he responded back and said, thank you for replying, sir.
Oh, really? My gosh.
Yeah, what an ass.
Like, oh, my God, read your email. Yeah.
They're like, no problem, dick. Right? Yeah. Oh, that's not your name? Sorry.
I have to go back because I wasn't allowed to talk yet when you were talking about Reformation. But
oh, my gosh, tell us.
So I went in the store a couple of weeks
ago. So why do they have two stores now?
No, okay. It freaked me out. So I'm in the dressing room, and I needed a different size. I came out. I asked the girl, the sales associate, if she could get me a different size. And I go straight back into the dressing room, and the they have these mini closets in there.
Right.
And there's like a warehouse behind the closet. So
that there's people behind who are putting the outfits into the
right.
closet.
It's
the
not future like a machine or something.
Yeah, it's kind of like a machine, but it's a person putting it there.
Loads it there.
That's
and so
creepy,
all of a sudden,
right?
I see a hand just come out and it like reach up and put the clothes on the rack. And I was like, whoa, what is going on? It really freaked me out.
Yeah,
I thought it felt like some kind of horror movie It situation.
Or just like
they were
going to
get me.
Tom,
you know, like, you know, kids are afraid of monsters in the closet. Like, that's what my experience
I'm afraid of dresses in the closet.
Right? Yeah, well,
yeah,
don't
you don't wear dresses.
There,
I wore a dress the other day for my girl Mary Jane. That's the only girl I'll wear a dress for. Lisa even knows. If I do Lisa shows, I'm in a romper or a specific crop top skirt situation. I won't wear a dress. I can't. I just, like, it's not. It's if I wear a dress, I don't need to speak. There's no, like, I don't, no one's going to pay attention to what I have to say.
Why?
Because I just, like, I can rock a dress, but it's going to take away from my comedy. You know what I mean? Like,
well, maybe
people aren't going to be focused.
It's interesting that you say that because when I wear a dress on stage, I feel way less comfortable.
I feel
when
less
I'm
funny.
Wearing, yeah, I feel less funny almost.
Because when you
like
wear
I'm worried
a dress,
about the way I look.
You're not looking funny. You're looking sexy. So it's like you're not being
authentic. It sends a different message. And I try and take light of the situation and make fun of myself for wearing a dress.
Right.
But
or the dress makes fun of you and just comes off. Literally, I did a show with Wren. At the her dress popped off on stage. I was like,
really?
This.
Wow.
But she kept it together. She kept doing. She literally was zipping back up her dress as she sang her punchlines. I'm like, oh, my God.
I was like, excuse me just one second while I zip my dress back up so that you don't see all of me.
Yeah.
Wow.
Exposed.
What a story, man, you know?
Yeah, it's not every day that you just strip naked.
Yeah, exactly.
On stage.
For free.
You're going to kick me out for free. I didn't even get paid for that show.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
We're already women. You know, they give you like one drink as payment at comedy clubs.
Well,
and as women,
I have started getting, you will start getting paid for shows. You just got to do the right shows.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
True.
But let me ask you this. Isn't Lisa to blame for this, that you have to look pretty, and then because she calls it pretty funny women. So what I'm saying is she
Lisa,
makes you look sexy, so that's gonna, and then you claim if I look sexy, it takes away.
No. Here's what I'm saying. 100% Lisa's theme is pretty funny women, and she does like us to dress up for that. But she's not like you have to wear a dress. For me, dressing up, I can feel sexy without wearing a dress. I'm just saying, like, when I'm in a dress, I'm uncomfortable.
Right.
Even if I look sexy, I don't feel sexy because I'm uncomfortable.
Exactly.
If I can also feel comfortable and feel sexy and feel and be funny at the same time, it's just like I need to be wearing something that makes Lisa happy, but also I feel comfortable. At the
same
That's
time.
Why I
so
like the rompers.
Like,
the rompers are good because those make me feel comfortable. You can still be sexy in a romper.
I like what Lisa's doing.
A lot
because
of people
the,
wear
the message,
those. I know this.
Yeah,
it's beyond okay. Yeah, you can put on a dress or a skirt. It's the fact that there's a stigma within the comedy community, especially for women, that one, women aren't funny, but especially if you're a pretty girl, you are 100% can't be funny. Mm. So that's more along, I think, like, yes, when we get up there, that's the thing. We look nice. We wear dresses or skirts or whatever. But it's like, okay, we're also women. You know, right. We're attractive women.
Right. And a pretty woman does not mean a dress either. You know?
That's exactly. Like, which is why I don't, you know, she's more just like, be sexy who you are and own that on stage.
I think it's important to look presentable and look nice. I mean, you're giving a show. You're on stage. Don't show up with your hair not washed.
Right.
And, you know, your sweatpants on, even though, like, sometimes I do, you know, feel like I want to wear my bathrobe on stage.
Or you do see, you know, women who purposely try to play it down because they think that any sort of attractiveness.
But that doesn't work either, because then you'll be uncomfortable if you're trying.
Takes away from you. Well, it's all about finding the balance of what, you know, what works for you and who you are and what you're representing. Because, like, for me, if I wore a dress on stage, that's not going to be true to my comedy. That's not who I am in my real life. You know what I mean?
Right. And, like, exactly. So that's why you don't feel comfortable.
Right, exactly.
So you're not in your element, mm-hmm. per se, you know?
Yeah,
that's
right.
For sure, yeah. So, Ren, are you originally from L.A. or did you move here?
No, honey, I'm from the South.
Oh, you're from the... That's what she said. That's right.
I'm from South Carolina.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. And what was childhood like there? Did you live in a small town?
I did. I grew up in a small town called Rock Hill, South Carolina. It's a suburb of Charlotte, North Carolina.
Okay.
You know, most comics have dark childhoods. You know, they're kind of messed up in the head. I would like to say I'm a little crazy, but I had a pretty normal child life. I had very loving parents.
Do you
have
siblings?
I'm very close with my siblings. Yes.
Oh.
I have three siblings, a sister and two brothers, and we're all very close.
Ah, how cool is that?
And her and her mom are adorable.
Really?
Yeah,
you should hear the story. I love, like, she goes hiking with her mom, who, like, just like...
Really? I put her in boot camp. She comes to LA. I'm like, it's boot camp with Ren. Like, get your ass up on the mountain. We're going hiking today.
Right. They need to understand
it.
LA, right?
Yeah,
all the hiking.
Well, we went on a hike. We hiked Runyon, and I looked over at her, and she had a to-go cup of Chardonnay. I was like, Mother... This is not Bourbon Street in New Orleans. You can't.
Yeah, like, what are you doing? This isn't Vegas.
Yeah, right?
Like, what? This is L.A.
Yeah,
she's
right.
Ready to party.
She's ready to party at all times. That's growing up in the South, it's just a big, giant party.
Right. And here we're, like, so healthy. And
so healthy. You know? No one's healthy there. I go back there. I have to, like, detox every time I come back.
Oh, my God.
And the fried chicken.
Right?
Yeah, the food's
the fried chicken's
good,
so good, though.
Yeah.
That's one thing I'll never give up.
Yeah,
I love fried chicken.
I know, me too.
In
fact, you know what? It's funny you should say that. Last night, I had fried chicken. It was late, too.
From?
Actually, I was at IHOP last night because it's the only places that are open late. You know?
Yeah, 24 hours.
Yeah, right? And I get hungry like at 9:30, 10, and everything's closed.
Bossa Nova.
So I end up, Bossa Nova, where's that?
You can call delivery there. You deliver till like 2 in the morning. And
no, but I don't want delivery.
Food.
I want to go somewhere and sit
Bossa
down.
Bossa Nova's
after
open till 2 in the morning.
I wish there was a Waffle House
sunset.
In L.A.
Yeah?
Waffle House is better than IHOP.
Oh,
you guys.
You mean a Waffle
I'm giving you late night food options, all right?
Okay.
Go.
Bossa Nova. There's one on Sunset, and there's another location in West Hollywood, and then there's, I think, one over here.
Yeah.
Greenblatt's, also next to Laugh Factory.
Oh.
You can go and have a deli sandwich or a turkey dinner at literally till 2 in the morning.
My favorite. Yeah. I'm a huge fan of Jewish delis.
Really?
Huge fan.
Yeah. We went.
I'm not Jewish at all, but I feel like there's some kind of Jew in
tell.
Me. Like,
I couldn't tell. I don't think I've ever met a Jewish Ren in my entire life, all right? Okay.
But
I've never met a Ren in my entire life, let alone a Jew named Ren.
Right.
Ren and I, we had this good idea that we would go and line up for the Laugh Factory open mic together because we were like, we're going to be ambitious comics. And so we're like, we're going to go wait in the Laugh Factory line. Okay, so the Laugh Factory open mic, people line up at like 11 o'clock in the morning sign up for a mic at 5:30.
Wow.
That doesn't even happen till 6:30.
So Rachel and I got there at 3 p.m.
We got there at 3. We're like, okay, 3 will be a good... No. Our friend was ninth in line, and they only take the first 10 people get stage time that day. The last 10 are just like a lottery. So basically, if you're not the first 10, it's just like, well,
yeah,
not. And then everyone, like a bunch of people come at 5:30 because they know they're not the first 10. So then it fucks it up for everyone. So you're basically in a lottery situation.
Yeah.
So we decided 3. We're like, we're going to support our friend and wait here. But it's blistering hot outside. We have no waters. There's no food, but there's a Jewish deli. So we're like, we're going to just go.
I think I went inside Greenblatt's when we were waiting in line eight times.
Really?
Yeah. I kept going back. Oh, they were like, oh, it's you again.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, yeah. They like knew you by first name. I got a half a tuna sandwich while I was just sitting in line. I was like, I'm just going to fucking eat.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Like, yeah. what else do you do when you're in line for something other than eat?
Yeah. But, you know, so, I mean, look, there are places that are open, but how many times can you go back to them, you know? So what I'm saying is last night I had fried chicken. It wasn't even chicken. It ended up, because I wanted chicken and waffles, right? And they have it at IHOP. But
they
it was,
do?
Yeah.
You know, chicken and waffles is not really that much of a Southern thing. I never had that until I came to L.A.
I don't know why I had it. I just did, because I felt like...
Well, it's delicious. That's why you had it.
Right.
You should go to Roscoe's.
But I know. Well, I do, but it's on the other side of town. I just wanted something quickly. I didn't go specifically for that, but I thought, you know, well, this sounds good. I'll order it. It wasn't really chicken. It was tenders, chicken tenders. Mm-hmm. I'm like, that doesn't taste the same. So what happened is there's a difference between
chicken tenders and chicken breasts.
Exactly.
We don't want the tenders. We want the real deal.
So last night, all night, I'm like not able to sleep. I wake up because all the food is sitting right here.
I hate that.
You know how it is? So where it doesn't even digest.
I hate
because
that.
And you go to sleep right after you eat also, so it's not that great, you know. But at any rate, so that's what happened to me. But you're right. Do you have any favorite fried chicken out here? Because here people don't like fried chicken. I mean, like, for example, Popeyes is amazing.
I think people like fried chicken. They just say they don't like fried
really?
Chicken.
Well, but let me tell you why I think
healthy.
So. But yeah, exactly. It's the healthy thing. But if you notice, like, my favorite is Popeyes, okay?
I think it's the best. I've never been to Roscoe's. I've never been to Roscoe's either, actually.
Yeah.
We should go. We should.
So Roscoe's is a fried chicken and waffle place, if you guys don't know, if you don't live in L.A., but apparently everybody that lives here has heard of it.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Like, I want to go. I need to make a vlog of it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I went. I wasn't impressed.
That's good for the week. I was going to say we should go, but, like, I also need to vlog it for the bud.
Right.
That's a great place for the bud.
Yeah, it's true.
So, but my point was that the reason I know this is because in healthy areas of town, you're not going to see these places like KFC or Popeyes.
They need to make a 24-hour healthy fast food.
Well, it really freaks me out. Is it Taco Bell and KFC that are
the hybrid?
That really freaks me out.
That's how I knew the world was ready for stoners when they created a hybrid. I was like, Taco Bell, KFC. You guys, stoners are taking over the world. They're combining fast food.
Taco Bell and KFC together, that is a stoner created that.
That was someone's idea. That's true. I got it.
Well, what it is that it's the same company that owns both companies, and that's why they put them together. It's also the company, I think, that owns Pepsi or something. You know, they have all these different restaurants. But at any rate, So L.A. is very healthy, but you go out of town and there's Popeyes all over the place. There's this, there's that.
I first had Popeyes when I lived in D.C.
Really?
And I was like, oh my God, I grew up eating KFC, but like I stopped eating KFC because it was like,
it's not good anymore.
No, fuck that. But then like,
for years it hasn't.
But D.C. is like huge on Popeyes. Like Popeyes is to D.C. what like Chipotle is to you know what I
really?
Mean? Like there's just like people really like the Popeyes.
Yeah, there's this restaurant called Zaxby's in South Carolina. Mm. It's a fast food chain and it's got better fried chicken than all these places.
And also, I don't really support Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Because they're homophobic.
They are. You know, there's this comic.
They're very religious. Yeah. They don't open on Sunday. Besides, I went
there
once.
And more importantly, they're not open on Sunday, so fuck them.
Yeah. That's the only time I ever want Chick-fil-A is on Sundays.
Yeah.
Right. But I went there once. I wasn't impressed with the sandwich. I don't know why people make such a big
Chick-fil-A?
Deal. Yeah, maybe I should have gotten
something
else.
Well, a lot of people don't like pickles, and they put the one pickle on
it. I love pickles.
I love pickles,
so you can take that pickle off.
Greenblatt's has excellent pickles. Mm-hmm.
But you can take it off, and then what? There's no flavor. You know what
no,
I'm saying?
No, it's still flavorful.
What did they put
on there? I
like
Chick-fil-A. I don't support.
Right. What did they put on
there? But I do like their food.
What did they put on the chicken sandwich? I mean, is it just chicken
patty
or something?
The chicken. I think it's the seasoning.
Yeah?
The seasoning.
Yeah.
That's so good. You know, there's a comic, Fortune Feimster. Have you seen her special on her 30-minute special on Netflix?
No.
She talks about Chick-fil-A, and she's a lesbian, and she says that she's never had a hard time being gay until Chick-fil-A came out and said that they didn't support
it? Really?
Gay people. And she said, you know, I'm going to tell you something. I'm fat first and I'm gay second. Really funny. I thought that was hilarious. So she's like, their chicken is delicious.
Yes.
I'm like, yeah, girl, it is.
Girl, get it.
That's funny.
If you guys haven't watched that, you should. It's really funny.
I love her.
So, Ryan, at what point in your life did you face your parents and say, what were you thinking when he named me?
Well, first
no,
of all,
no, really, because I love the name, but she has such a hard time with it, right?
Well, it's my mom's maiden name.
Oh.
So I think whether I was a boy or a girl, I was going to be Ren.
We
don't care.
I love the name.
Yeah, I actually like having the name Ren. When I was growing up, it kind of gave me this like weird confidence. Like I knew that I was different from everyone because I had this weird name.
Wow.
I don't know. It's like a false sense of confidence that
because you stuck
unhealthy
out.
Ego that I had at 8 years old.
You stuck out.
But my mom pronounces my name with extra syllables. Like, she pronounces everyone's name. She's like, Ryan. It's not Ren. It's two. I'm like, there's one syllable, Mom.
Right.
Like, my sister's name is Lydia. She's like, Lydia.
Really?
Like, there's extra.
Did you ever have the accent?
It comes out. You hear
I see
it.
You can hear the twang.
You can hear the twang.
A
especially
little bit.
If I drink a couple martinis.
That's what people say when they drink.
Hey,
they go
y'all.
Back to the accent.
I call everyone honey.
Really?
I'm like, hey, honey.
Yeah. Well, that's cool.
It's very southern.
It is. Honey is very southern.
Bless your heart is a southern.
Oh
term.
Yeah.
That's bless what you say to someone when you feel bad for them.
Yeah. Right.
Or like, you want to say "f off"? Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, bless your heart. But there's different. It's all in the tone, though. Like, you could be generally concerned for someone and say, you know, like, oh, her father died. Like, bless her heart.
Right.
Or it could be like, oh, my God, she should not be wearing that skirt. It's a little too short. Bless her heart.
I love that.
Or it's just like condescending and like kind of passive aggressive. And you're just like,
right.
Oh, my gosh, thanks for trying. Bless your heart.
I love it.
It's like a subtle like F-U.
depending on
the
tone.
It's the tone. It's all on the tone.
Like, I feel sorry for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Whoa.
Someone says bless your heart, I'm like, they're on my shit list.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Wow. So but you have to explain the name to people and stuff, right?
Yeah,
so.
I do. I get lots of
a lot of that.
It's a nightmare at Starbucks.
Really? Yeah.
I got Ken the other day, K-E-N. I was like, damn, I should stop dressing like a lesbian. Like, you know?
I love it. Ken
stop
Woods.
Wearing, I need to stop, like, dress up, put some makeup on or something when I come to
Ken
Starbucks.
Ken Woods. Well, it's L.A. The people just don't know. Oh, my God, so funny.
Is that when
I
got,
I don't know. I was just like, I was just saying that in L.A., you know, you could have a female voice, but they'll still give you a guy name. Mm-hmm. Because, I was concerned when I applied for my driver's license, and I'm like, how the fuck do you guys fuck this up? Like, taxpayer money goes into this, and, like, why the how do you mess this up? I get my license back, and it says that I'm a male.
No way.
Yeah.
No way.
And I was like, I wouldn't care, but it was like, normally... You know, because what's it to me? But then it was like right
that's
after.
Like the ultimate insult.
Well, here's the thing. I know why it happened. I got into a little scuffle with the dude behind the counter.
Oh,
and I
he
think
did that
this
on
was
purpose.
Like a big bless your heart.
That was a big bless your heart
type
for
of situation.
LA
and wow. So I get it in the mail and I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Because it was right after Bruce had transitioned to Caitlin and I'm like, this is. Believable.
It's
like
believable.
This,
like,
you don't know. I get the wrong officer who, you know, is wants to make my life a living hell because of whatever, and he doesn't believe that, like, I am not transgender. Like, how am I to prove that other than him, you know? I don't want that. I don't want to go to, you know? So I felt self-conscious after a while because I was like, I'm just going to have to take care of this. Like, I don't need to explain. Normally I wouldn't care, but because of the climate, you know, the situation that the world is in, I can't roll around like this.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
Yeah. Wow.
I never told that story.
So, so you grew up there and everything. Did you, high school, everything. Was high school good for you?
Yeah, high school was good. I had a positive experience. I was in, this group called Troubadours. It's like musical theater. And, it was funny. A girl I went to high school with brought this up to me not too long ago. She's like, do you remember when you got kicked out of our class for talking too much? And I'm like, well, yeah, talking is my favorite hobby. Like, I don't ever shut up. So the teacher would always get so mad at me. And one day she just like had enough of me. And she's like, does everything always have to be a joke with you?
Really?
Yes, it does. It does. And that, at the time, I was like so sad. I was like, oh my God, she kicked me out of her class. Now I'm a stand-up comic. So.
Exactly.
She, yeah, everything she did always have to be a joke with me.
Yeah, right.
You're like, yes, because one day I'm going to make money off of this.
Right?
Exactly.
One day.
An F-U teacher. You know?
Bless your heart.
But yeah, true. I always knew I wanted to be an actress.
Really?
From
so
the
what
time
did
I was
you,
5 years
after
old.
After high school, did you decide you wanted to go to college? What?
Yeah, so I went to the University of South Carolina. I graduated with a degree in broadcast journalism.
Ah, how cool is
so
that?
So I was like the on-air person in college for the daily. We had a daily news show,
really,
that we produced ourselves, and it was really cool. It was fun. I anchored it, and we would like rotate from like producer to director to writer to on-air anchor, field reporter. So I got to really. We operated like a real newsroom, and a really
great experience.
It was an eye-opening experience for me. I thought that's what I wanted to do. The theater program wasn't that great at South Carolina.
Yeah.
So that wasn't really an option. It wasn't in my wheelhouse at the time.
Okay.
And then I moved instead of going. I'm not upbeat all the time. You know, I'm not like smiling like the fake. On air report, they wanted me to like change my like voice, and they like would teach me like, "Hi, welcome to the news, Channel 4 today." Like, I can't do that.
Right.
All the
yeah,
time.
You have to speak a certain.
You
way.
You have to speak a certain way, and I just couldn't.
That's
I
why
didn't have
I know.
That
that's
in
why
me.
I don't like television.
It wasn't my
radio.
Passion. It wasn't my passion. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you
I'm
be
I'm
more
very candid. I'm very open. I'm you know, there's not a lot of secrets with me. I'll tell you whatever.
Television, everything's scripted, and you have to look good and look at the camera, which is distracting. I think cameras are distracting,
right.
You know, and at least to me, because I keep thinking about it being there. Where in radio, we can really focus on what we're talking about. I
oh,
can
yeah.
stay in my.
Oh, well,
in
no,
my
don't get me
head,
wrong.
You know?
I love the camera.
Well, of course, it has a.
That's
it
my
has
passion.
Its place.
I like, you know, I want to inspire people and tell people stories. I think I have a gift
for
storytelling.
No, it has its place, you know, but I mean, it's. All I can tell you is this, even with video, if, like, for example, if we're doing a one-hour video show, for example, people are going to watch it for a few minutes, but then they're going to listen because it's not about watching all
right.
the time.
Oh, well, that's why I'm like,
about.
That's why I, like, with Olivia and I, if we were ever to do a video element, like, it just, with our audience, it wouldn't work unless we were actively, like, smoking or doing, you know what I mean? Because the audience wants to see us smoke weed. They
right.
don't want to see us talk. They can
but
go
also,
anywhere for that.
But also in video, you can, you obviously, I mean, what's the ideal length of video for YouTube or something? Like 3 minutes,
well,
5 minutes,
Well, people's attention span is
it
so
depends
short.
Because
right.
our,
so that's what I'm
like on the bud, our videos are not very, they're not long. They're under 3 minutes. But on that platform, people beg us to make longer videos. Like
Whoa.
YouTube is changing, whereas like it's kind of becoming worldwide TV, so people will vlog. You'll have vlogs for like an hour, you know, live streaming that people, it's instead of watching television, they'll just watch your channel.
Right.
You know, because think about it, the difference is that YouTube just has a global audience and more people can watch whatever you're putting out there. You know what I mean? And there's not restrictions on like cursing or smoking or drinking or whatever. So I mean, it really just depends. It's kind of like, it's kind of like if you're going to do a short video, you know, it depends on what you're putting out there.
Right.
Yeah.
People don't want to see people just talking.
And comedy works a lot better than drama does on the internet. People want to see funny videos.
They want to see funny shit.
I'm learning this because I'm working on two web series right now. One is a little shorter form, so like 2.5 minute videos that you know tell a story, and then the other one is 7 to 10 minutes, and so it's interesting like the difference in the two. The you know the 2.5 minute one is sort of like a funny or die kind of series,
okay.
You know, it's but people pay attention to that more. You know, a 7 to 10 minute series, if I will sit down and watch an entire 10 minutes of something if it's good,
right?
But I've turned it off after a couple minutes if it's bad,
right?
So I guess you just have to be careful with that.
Yeah, and that's the thing, you know. So if you put in an hour show, people are going to mostly listen to it rather than watch it all the time, you know, and that's what I'm saying. But at any rate, let's go back to you and everything. So you majored in communications and broadcasting.
Yeah.
And what did you do after that? Did you realize I need to move to a big city now to make it?
Well, I knew that there were no opportunities to work in film and television in South Carolina, so I knew that I had to move to LA, and that was really the only option.
Really?
So I just came out here. I didn't know anyone.
Yeah, huh?
I was like, I'm going to do it.
Have you been here before, like traveling or anything?
You know, I interned here for a summer. I worked for some producers. Yes, I worked for some producers, and they produced that movie Spring Breakers.
You weren't in the movie.
I was not in the movie. No, they wouldn't let me. I was like the lowly intern that got the coffee for them. like so unimportant.
Love it.
But yeah, so I worked for them, and then from that got introduced to someone else. I became his assistant. I was an assistant to a talent manager for a year. Yeah. Then from there, I worked at the Hollywood Improv as a waitress.
Really?
I've had all kinds of jobs. I've had so many embarrassing
jobs. We both worked
jobs.
At the Improv.
Yeah, we both worked at the Hollywood Improv. Not at the same time, though, which is so funny. Yeah. We would have been such good friends.
I know.
Yeah, wow, that's funny.
What else have I done? I was a personal assistant to a basketball player, someone who used to be a Laker.
Oh. Who? Can you say who?
Yeah, Rick Fox.
What? Oh, yeah. Wait, I think we talked about this. Yeah. He went to UNC.
He did go to UNC.
Because I ran into him and one of his sons years ago in Vegas, and they were decked out in like UNC Tar Heel like gear.
Yeah, the
and
nicest
I was, like,
guy.
Mind blown, because I was a huge Lakers fan for most of my life, but like the years when we had like Derek Fisher and Robert Ori and like Rick Fox and Kobe and Shaq, like that was like, oh, when the Lakers were amazing.
I know, it's so funny. My parents' era like loves him.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so
I
funny.
Named my dog Kobe. Like I
really?
Had a dog. He passed away a couple years ago. There's Kobe, and then we had Magic after Magic
That's
Johnson.
That's so funny. Yeah. I think my favorite job that I've had though. Is I managed a pumpkin patch.
I thought you were going to say something like...
No, like, how embarrassing is that?
It's
like,
not embarrassing. That's awesome.
Work is not embarrassing.
But it's just funny, like, all these random jobs. You know, my attitude is I have a really strong work ethic, and if I'm given a job, I'm going to do it.
Exactly.
And I'm going to show up.
It's work,
and,
you know,
you have to hustle here in Hollywood. You don't... You know, you have to have five jobs at once. And when I was... You know, even when I was a personal assistant, I started. Rick has an esports team called Echo Fox, which is doing really well, and I'm so excited for them. But I started working with the esports team, and you know, I'm juggling like all these different things. I feel like I'm juggling everything.
But now
I work in commercial real estate development, so the pumpkin patch led to that job.
Really?
Which is awesome.
There you go.
So ironic. You know, I told my friends, I was like, you guys, like, I can't pay my rent next month. I've got to find some kind of job. So I just started working at this pumpkin patch, and I worked every single day. And the company that was sponsoring the pumpkin patch is like, okay, you're hired.
Really?
So I work for them now, and it's amazing.
Yeah,
awesome. Everyone there is really, really
Isn't that cool
great.
How, like, that's how Sam and I met at the show. I think you were on the show, too.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, he said he came at the comedy store.
Yeah, like, you know, you just never know what one thing will lead you to another. It can be,
exactly.
You know?
That's why my attitude is kind of like, say yes and figure it out later.
Yes.
You know?
There you go.
You know,
and that's why you
If someone asks
places.
You to do something, just say yes. And then, you know, if you don't know how to do it, just Google it later.
Exactly.
You know?
I can't tell you how many people I see that pass up on great opportunities.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just because they're like, oh, you know, I'm not going to do this.
Or they're like unsure. They're like in a bad mood. But that's the biggest struggle for me is if I'm in a bad mood, because I'm kind of moody sometimes. I'm a Cancer, so, you know, I'm emotional.
Oh, my God. My boyfriend's a Cancer. Are you?
So you know how crazy
July?
We are.
July
5th.
Oh, my God. Wait. You guys are so
I can't.
Fun.
That was such an LA thing that I said, describing my, like, a horoscope.
I'm an Aquarius.
I don't know much about Aquarius.
We're just, like, creative and, like, free spirits and...
But yeah, so I'm super moody, and it's really hard for me sometimes. If I'm in a bad mood, I'll cancel plans or do whatever, make some dumb excuse for, I hope no one that I've canceled plans on the past couple weeks is listening to this, but I'll make like, oh my God, my boss needs me tonight. Like, I just blame everything on my boss.
Yeah.
My poor boss, he's like the nicest guy ever. Everyone really? Thinks he's horrible because I'm like, oh God, my boss is making me do this.
Yeah, you blame
him. He's not making me do anything.
Now we know what happens when.
But yeah, that's the biggest struggle. And so like, I'm constantly like, you know, you got to say yes. You just got to go do things.
Yeah, yeah.
So I have a positive outlook on life.
Yeah.
No, you were. You know.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. I'm wondering because I sometimes wondered about this. When someone has a personal assistant, mm-hmm. okay, you get to be like sometimes alone, right? I mean, yeah. just the two of you. Has anybody ever hit on you that you worked for like that?
No.
Huh?
He was so nice.
You know how? No, but you didn't only have one. You said you were personal assistant for a few people.
No, I was just a personal assistant to him.
Oh, okay. All right. This is cool. So he was
like
totally
an office
professional.
Assistant. Oh, totally professional.
Right.
Rick is one of the most outstanding human beings.
I misunderstood. I'm like personal this and personal that. I'm thinking she probably had like 3-4 different jobs.
Never. Heard of? Oh, you meant
personal assistant. Yeah, as a personal assistant.
Yeah,
but no. At any rate, you know. But
he never made me do anything crazy.
Great.
Which was nice. Right,
yeah. So has Hollywood been good to you? Do you feel? How long have you been here now?
I've been here for 5 years.
Okay.
I do feel. You know, a lot of actors that come out here, they didn't go to college, so they're a lot, you know, further in their career because they've been here since they were 15.
Right.
Or 11, 10, whatever. Yeah, yeah. So I feel like that kind of like put me back a little bit. I'm very glad I went to college. I mean, my parents were like, you're not moving until you go to college. Like,
really?
You can't do, you know.
Someone's
which I'm very glad.
Did you tell people you're going to be on the show?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, really? Because people are calling in. I didn't want to interrupt you.
Answer it. Oh, answer it.
Okay, they just hung up. But when they call back, there's a few calls and I didn't want to interrupt because.
No, go for it.
I never like to interrupt the show. Because guests are more important to me than callers, but maybe it's someone for you. I don't know. So if they call again, I'll interrupt you. But at any rate, so you were saying, do you remember what you were saying right before that?
No. Okay, I lose my train of thought.
I know, not only you.
I'm so ADD, I get distracted.
We all do, man. I do a freaking radio show and I forget what I said. You know? Here we go. They're calling back. So let's go ahead and see who else is there. Hi. Hello. Okay, thank you for turning on the radio. Who's this?
Hey, this is Taff Wren from South Carolina.
Oh, it's my cousin. Hi.
I'm Renwood's cousin.
What Hi, up, Renwood's cousin? What's going on?
Oh, how cool is that?
It's so cool.
Listening to her now.
Oh, so Taff lives in Kershaw, South Carolina.
Yeah.
And he is my mom's brother's child.
Oh.
Is your cousin here as well?
And my uncle too. Yeah, it's my cousin.
Oh wow, how cool is that?
Yeah.
And he's listening.
Yeah, and he is back in school. You're in your last year of school, right, Talf?
Yes, I am.
He is.
What school is he going to?
Mom's child.
USC in Lancaster, South Carolina.
Oh wow.
There you go. What are you going to school for?
Business.
Business?
Yeah.
Smart.
Yeah,
smart
there you
decision.
Go. That's a
smart
good decision.
Decision.
Yeah.
I would advise anyone to.
Tell me something. The storm didn't get that far, huh?
It didn't. How's the storm going over there? Because he doesn't live on the coast, and so the hurricane hit Charleston, South
we're
Carolina.
We're safe
along
now. We got pretty blue skies now, so.
Oh my gosh, I love the southern accent.
I know, you hear the southern. See, you don't
really
hear a twang
thick.
In me, but that's really thick.
That's really thick.
It's really
absolutely.
Thick.
So most people talk like that over there,
most
right?
Most people do talk like that.
So
over
I can
there.
Imagine that if people talk like that in your family, you're going to grow up talking like that as well.
Yeah,
so,
you can hear it in
my mom's is not as thick as that.
Really?
No, she's. She's not as thick as that, but she's pretty thick.
Oh, yeah.
I can hear it when in certain words that Ren says. Like when she says no.
No.
Yeah.
I put 2 syllables on no.
No.
All right. Well, cousin, thank you so much for calling. You know, did you want to say anything to Ren real quick? Or to us about Ren?
Nishi, can't wait to see you.
Aw. I'll see you in October. I'll be home then.
Oh. All right, cool. Sounds good.
Thanks
Bye.
For listening.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. Wow,
so
that's
cute.
Pretty cool.
So sweet. Yeah, he's so sweet. He's a sweetheart. I love Tao.
Wow, very cool. So you have a lot of cousins?
I do. I have. He has a younger sister, Caroline, and another brother, Hammond. That's my mom's brother's child, and then my. So we're just three.
They're all
a lot younger. And then I've got my sister and my two brothers. My brothers
very
are crazy.
Nice. So you have a nice family.
Oh yeah, we all
very
super
cool.
Close.
Very nice. So you've been in L.A. for 5 years.
Yes.
Oh, we were asking if L.A. has been good to you.
Oh, that's what we were talking about.
Right.
Yes. I think L.A. has been good to me. It's hard.
It is hard, right?
I'm competing with a lot of people, but I feel like my time is coming. I've been patient. I work so hard.
Right.
And I'm hustling, you realize like you can't, it just doesn't happen overnight.
No,
when I first
doesn't.
Got here, I struggled with that because I was ready for it to happen overnight. And right. when it didn't, I, kind of got anxiety about it. And I was like, oh my gosh, like this is a lot bigger than I thought it would be. This is going to take a lot more work. And once I understood how much work you actually have to put in is when I like kind of kicked my ass into gear.
Yeah.
And I feel like I've been, for the past really like 3 years, I've been really working at it. So
good for you. Mm-hmm. Stay focused on on what you want. Mm-hmm. And I always say, try to stand out somehow, get a niche, get something.
Trying to stand out is something I struggle with sometimes. I say sometimes because, you go into an audition room and they say, oh, like you're too sexy, or oh, like you're not sexy enough to be like the sexy girl, but you're too pretty to be the quirky girl. So it's like this weird in between.
Oh, wow.
So I've been told that I need to get bangs. Like maybe bangs are the answer. Who told you that?
Bangs? We aren't 13 anymore.
Bangs are like a thing now. So, okay, you guys don't think I should get bangs?
Why?
I mean, that's...
What
I
is bangs
I kind of like
do?
Bangs. It makes What's you like look a little
do?
Quirkier.
Do you want to?
I don't know. I've thought about it. They make those clip-in bangs, so I'm gonna try the clip-in bangs first. Yeah. I'm gonna try them out for a while. See.
Try it.
Just wear those for the audition.
Yeah, I could do that.
That way you don't have to fuck
just
up your hair.
Get pictures taken.
I went through a brief I went through a brief psychosis of bangs, and I was talked out of it by a strong person, and I think that person, and I was gonna be that strong person for you.
Thank you, Rachel. You're such a good
friend. Hair grows back. If you want bangs, get bangs. I'm just like,
I guess you could clip them back. Yeah, it's better than like dyeing my hair like white platinum or something.
Don't do that either.
Crazy like that.
Don't fuck up.
Yeah, no, you don't need to. You have enough. I think you're confident in yourself. You have enough talent. You have the looks. You have the personality.
Thank you.
You have the drive too, right?
I mean,
you feel. Do you feel you're gonna keep going at this until something breaks?
Oh yeah.
There you go. You see, and that's the thing. Don't give yourself the option to quit.
No.
To say I'm, and whatever it takes, like you said, get into real estate at the same time. Do other things at the same time. Whatever it takes to survive, because before you can pursue your career, you have to survive.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying? And that's what it comes down to.
At the end of the day, you got to pay your rent. You got to eat. Survive.
Yeah, that's true.
I think it's also important to have a really good group of friends here and feel like you have a sense
a good
of community.
Support system. Right.
Yeah, because you get lost. There's a lot of fake people out here, a lot of people that don't really care about you.
Right.
No one really cares
here.
About you. You just but it's important, to have those people that uplift you, that are also like minded, that are also driven and ambitious, that can
100%
support you, and you can support them.
That's true.
It goes both ways. Like you don't just need 100% support you.
Well, we're totally out of time. We've been talking to Ren Woods in the past hour.
Thanks for having me.
Of course, you call yourself actress bathrobe enthusiast.
Says
y'all.
I love bathrobes so much. To the
I
point
love them
where
too.
My friends are starting to mail me bathrobes like on my birthday.
Really?
I
need a good bathrobe. I need like a good comfy one that I can just like wear at all times.
Wait a minute, what's this noise? Hold on a second.
Sounds like a car.
Is it an earthquake?
No, it sounded like somebody's like banging on the table or something.
I got
going like this.
Is it a car phone ringing?
It felt.
It may have been.
Is it Mysterion? Chris Mysterian?
I don't know who it is. But we're totally out of time.
The Mentalist? I could talk all day.
No, but finish the bathrobe thing real quick.
Oh, no, I could just say...
We need to get a bathrobe.
We need to get a bathrobe.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll monogram
she
your name on
the
back.
She says she has recommendations.
I have recommendations.
Cool. Well,
tons of bathrobes.
Where can they find you on social?
Yes. At Renwoods, WRENNWOODS on
there
Instagram.
There you go. And she's the only one that has that name.
Yes. I'm the only one.
Yeah, there you go. But it's cool because then you can, people remember you. You see,
they
I remember you because of my name.
They might not always remember my face. They're like, oh, I remember that weird name.
Yeah, and the name that's like actually a boy's name and all that stuff. So
It's actually a boy's name. Yep.
Right. Well, it sounds like it. That's
it does.
Saying.
No, it totally does.
I think it like, sounds like a girl's
like
name.
Like Ren and Stimpy.
I get Ren and Stimpy.
But Ren is still, Ren, R-E-N, is still can be a girl's name.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Renee?
Well, what do I
Ren?
Do?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, so yeah, at Ren Woods, right? Everywhere people can find you and stuff. You're so welcome back to the show.
Thank you. There's still
a lot more to talk about.
Yes.
And we love great guests. You're a lot of fun. Rachel, thanks for inviting
her.
You know?
Thanks for having me, Ray.
Of course. And this is a weekend, so everybody have a wonderful weekend. I got taxes to do today, man. Shit.
Oh. I'll be back on Tuesday.
Back on Tuesday.
Don't have too much fun without me.
Okay, we won't, but we'll try not to.
Okay.
Can't be two places at one time, Rachel. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on Monday.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Rachel, exclusively on LA Talk Radio.